This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Residents are surveying the damage after that hurricane made landfall yesterday in a remote area of Florida, damaging homes and flooding streets. The hurricane downgraded to a tropical storm, then began a march through the Carolinas on its way to the Atlantic Ocean. But in Perry, Florida, Marcia Dahl is looking at the damage to her clothing and shoe store.
You know, we're going to go with it and have a good attitude about it. You know, we can rebuild all of this. No one's hurt. Not right here. And it's just really sad, you know, but it is what it is, and we make the best of it, and we will.
Tampa Bay, Florida got some serious flooding, but did not take a direct hit from the hurricane. The AP's Donna Warder.
Tampa Bay hasn't been directly hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Brian McNulty, a senior research associate at the University of Miami, says Tampa Bay avoided the worst again. McNulty says if Tampa Bay were directly hit, the impact would be unimaginable because the city is shaped and aligned perfectly to allow for huge storm surge. Tampa Bay's mayor, Jane Castor, says that thankfully the community didn't experience a great deal of damage, and she says Tampa Bay expects to be open for business today. I'm Donna Warder.
Storm is blamed for the death of a man in Georgia who died when a tree fell on him. More than 70 people are now known dead in Johannesburg, South Africa, after a fire burned a five-story building there that homeless people were staying in. Authorities say some of the people may have died when they jumped out of windows to get away from the flames. In Italy, a speeding work train slammed into a group of workers doing track maintenance this morning, killing five of them, say authorities. This is getaway day for many Americans who will be traveling for the Labor Day holiday. Gas is $3.82 a gallon today. This is AP News. Now to top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell. The AP's Ed Donahue with this story.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell appears to freeze up again. Weeks after a similar episode in Washington, the 81-year-old McConnell was asked a question by a reporter in Kentucky.
I'm sorry, I had a hard time hearing you.
That's okay. What are your thoughts on running for re-election in 2026?
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election. Oh.
McConnell didn't answer. He just stared straight ahead. An aide stepped in.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, you all. We're going to need a minute. Senator.
Audio from WCPO. In all, Mitch McConnell was silent for about 30 seconds. The senator eventually answered two questions, but not the one about a 2026 campaign, and appeared to have some difficulty speaking. He left the room, walking slowly. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.